The following shiur has been graciously sponsored by Repeshi and Sharon Kalus of Mike's Dinettes in Brooklyn, New York, Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Shmuel Mordechai ben Reb Shraga Ola B'Shalom, Le'ilui Nishmas, Hen Shabbas Rabbi Yisrael Tzvi Olea HaShalom, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Yitzchak Yisrael ben Reb Rafal Noach Yosef Ola B'Shalom. May the Torah studied be an everlasting schus for their neshamas.
The following shiur has been presented by Reb Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Shavuos and the Chofalu from the Beis brings down the dialogue between the Rabbanan and the Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah said that a person who makes the Shavuah, he's a shvua, he's already chayiv on a kol shu. He says, shvua, he won't eat. He's already chayiv, he eats a kol shu. And the Rabbanan asked him, Rabbi Kiva, eichem matzinu b'ayichol kol shu shechayiv? Where do we ever find such a concept that a person who eats a kol shu, eats a tiny amount, that is chayiv? Of course, Taisus already explains that the entire concept of shvua, a person asks on himself something that was permitted. So what's the question of the Rabbanan, that where do we ever find that in the Torah that a person eats a kol shu is aser? The whole concept of a shvu is you can aser things that were not aser in the Torah. But Taisus explains that the das of a person is on the stam achilas sheba Torah, on the regular achilas in the Torah. And the regular achilas in the Torah, where do we ever find that there's a case anywhere in the Torah that, at least in amounts, that the kol shu should be mechayev a person? So Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara has a kash on this statement of the Chacham. In fact, the Gemara of Aloi, is it not true that we never find anywhere in the Stam Achilas in the Torah that a person is chayiv even on a kol shu, even on a tiny amount, that a person should be chayiv? Says the Gemara of Aloi, v'harei nemala, harei an ant, if a person eats an ant, so then we know that he's chayiv malchus. And the Gemara asks, so you see that even if it's not a kezayis of a nemala, he's already chayiv. Says the Gemara, ber yishayni. So the Gemara, no, here's different. It's a beria. And therefore, on a beria, you have no raya. Beria is an Indian menyuchad. It's a specific type of a concept, and that doesn't have any hashpa on the das b'nei adam. The stam achila is, when a person says achila min ha-taira, he always means a kizayis. But beria is different. When an amala, a person eats an amala, so if he would eat a kizayis worth of namalas that are not full namalas, full ants, so then he'd only be chayiv if he eats a gezayis. But once he eats a full namala, an entire thing, so they're ready, there's a special halacha. Today I want to discuss the inyan of beria, which bamis and halacha is tremendous nafkamina, klape, washing vegetables and fruits, checking fruits and vegetables, and in general, all the inyanim of eating bugs, which nowadays, and I say nowadays, not that the Torah, anything has changed, but nowadays it's much more negaya in common than it was 20, 30 years ago, simply because 20, 30 years ago in America, there used to be this concept of DDT, and they used to spray on the vegetables, on the fruit, used to spray this type of a spray, which would make the bugs, which would make the fruit bug-free. And when they found out that stuff is not healthy, so they recalled it. They're not makbid on the bugs and on the ants and the fruits and vegetables, but they are makbid on the DDT, simply because the bugs and the vegetables is high in protein. Mashenka, the DDT is dangerous. So therefore, 30, 40 years ago, Taka, there was really no problem of bugs and vegetables and fruits. It came out, you couldn't find vegetables, just like you don't have to check your bread. The bread itself that you buy every day, maybe an ant flew in, but we're not chayshish unless you see it. Huadin, when it came to vegetables and fruit, they sprayed on this stuff which kept out the ants and the bugs, etc. And therefore there was no problem 20, 30 years ago of checking for vegetables and checking vegetables for fruits and etc. Checking vegetables for bugs. Mashenke nowadays, and in Eretz Yisrael always really was a problem. There's a problem of bugs and vegetables. And it's very interesting. You know, this already dispels the rumor. I think people think that it's a mitzvah, tzluya ba'aretz, that the mitzvah of bugs is a mitzvah that's dependent in Eretz Yisrael, but it's rather not true. Any place in the world that there's bugs, then of course a person would have to check for bugs in his fruit, in his vegetables. And more so, it's very interesting, the Pri Chodesh in the beginning of Pei Dalet, he says, why is it that we find the Torah has so many mavim? We'll see in a moment, the Gemara Makis Bemis, the Gemara Makis in Daf Tzayin, it's Gemara Pesachim also in the second parak, says that a person who eats a bug, that's a sheret al-aretz, so he gets he gets five malchus in the mala. Every ant is five malchus if he eats one that's in the water. It's four malchus if he eats one in the air. It's zero. It's six malchus. And he asks the pre-chadish, why is it that the Torah has such a tremendous kepeda? As you ask any child, you ask any person, what's the worst this, sir? What's the worst the eating gets there? You know, say, I'll tell you a chveis, I'll tell you chazer, pork, I'll tell you. But the nice cheeseburger, and the nice cheeseburger is one lav. Maybe if it's kosher meat, maybe if it's two lav. But a kopanim pork is one lav. And if a person eats a little ant, a little creepy coily thing, so then he gets already five malchus. If he eats a bug, a flying bug, it's already six malchus. You see, it's such a chomer de gazach, frekta pri chodesh. Why is it that the Torah has such a tremendous kebeda, and the Torah has psukim at the end of Parsha Shmini, like the tamus nafshaseichem, don't become tamay, like the shaksus nafshaseichem, don't make itself into a sheket. What's the tremendous kebeda about eating bugs? Bechlal, is there anybody who would actually pick up a bug and eat a bug? So the Gemara already says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it lahagdil Torah lahadir to give a yitzchar if he doesn't eat it. But the Prichadish explains that the reason why the Torah made so many lavin is because they wanted a person to check his vegetables and check his fruit, because this is where they're found. Vegetables, fruit, they have bugs, and this is a person, in order to get this zihiris, to make sure he's going to check, the Torah told him, if you don't check, you're going to get five lavin, five malchus. So this is why I want to talk to Bez Hashem about the Indian of Beri and Halacha. Do we have to check our vegetables? Do we have to check our fruit? And Bez Hashem, maybe we'll see if are there any kulas? Are there any limudis chosim? So the emes is, again, the Gemara says in Makis and Tavzayin, the Gemara says the person who eats a binisa de bekarba, which is basically a bug found in cabbage, which is of course yadua, the major problems are cabbage and spinach and of course broccoli. These are the major problems, and bemis other fruits too. I mean, regular basic summer fruits like apples and plums and peaches, and these are rather less common to find things. But the major problems are the green vegetables, the lettuce, the cabbage, etc. Those things, the person, that's where the major bug, the thrips and all the different names they have, these are where the major problems are found. So the Gemara says that if a person eats a full benisa de bekarba, it's a bug found in the cabbage, so then he gets five malchusim, sherita ala aretz, and it's not just one lav, it's a petitza is four, and a mullah is five, and a sira is six. The pasuk at the end of Shmini says this right away before you start the whole cheshbon, you get two isurim right away. Right away you get two lavin even before you start. Granted, that's the sheet of Rashi. Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs in Sharsh Tes says you can never get two malchus for one action. So Akoponim, the Rambam holds maybe you get three times malchus and not four times malchus, or four times malchus, not five times malchus. But Akoponim, certainly you get a lot of malchus for eating one bug. And the Gemara over there says, he didn't eat a kezayis, which of course is based on our Gemara over here in Shavuos. A person didn't eat a kezayis. So the Gemara says, but a berry is different. The person who eats an entire, completed iser, it's in a complete form. So then, already, there is malchus, and four malchus, five malchus, even if he did not eat a kezayis. The Gemara in Chulin, on Samach Zayin Amabes, brings down that maybe a bit of a savior. And the Gemara says that the only time that you get malchus, and as we think that any sheretz is aser, any creepy curly thing is aser, once it's a bug, it's in the bug mishpacha, it's already aser. The Gemara in Chulin Samach Zayin says it's not true. It's only considered a sheretz if it's a sheretz asheretz ala aretz. But if you would have a sheretz that never made its descent to the ground, it was born inside the fruit and it never left the fruit, so then it was never considered a sheret a shoyret ala aretz. It was never a bug that has been shoyret ala aretz, and such a bug would be permitted to eat. Of course, the Chinuch points out already that a person couldn't eat it because it's the regular iser of Baal Tashaks who brought in Yeridei and Simku Zayin, that if a person eats something disgusting, so then he would get maybe Nesed Rabbanon. But if this would be the whole problem, he certainly wouldn't have to check his fruit for bugs, because if he doesn't see it, and doesn't disgust him, there's plenty of goyim that are eating these vegetables and they're not getting disgusted. And if it would never have come out of the fruit, if we would be able to say that the bug never came out of the fruit and there's no issa until it was actually shoyritz al aretz, so that would be a major savior. There's no issa unless the bug actually walked on the ground. And this is lemaisa, a gavaldika heter. The only problem is that the Gemara goes weiter, and the Gemara brings down that Shmuel says that if you have, like the Gemara there brings down quiches, you have a certain type of vegetable, fruit that became bug infested on the tree. Meaning while the fruit was still attached to the tree, so that means the bug was in the fruit, which was on the tree, and the tree is attached to the ground, and that is still considered a sheretz asheretz al aretz, because since it's mechubed l'karka, so it's considered like it walked on the karka. So that's why this heter that really doesn't work, because the problem is we don't know when the bug was noilad. Was the bug noilad once the fruit had been picked already, the cabbage, etc.? Once was it noilad at that point, and then it wouldn't be a problem, or was it noilad in the ground? And once it was noilad while the vegetable, the fruit was still attached to the ground, then of course that bug would still be aser. The Gemara goes on and has a series of sfeikis. What happens if it just, you know, it crawled halfway in and halfway out of the vegetable while it was off the ground? And the Gemara sveikets and all these things. And generally, like the Shulchan Aruch Patzkins and Pei Dalet Dalet, we're machmir because we don't know when exactly the bug came out, if the bug was born inside on the tree, not inside on the tree when it was already halfway out, etc. But we always have to be chayshish that perhaps this bug was born while it was attached to the tree, and therefore it's considered a sheretz asheretz al aretz. It'll always be a suffix deraisa, and we won't be able to eat it. So they're ready. This is why we have this major problem. The ashtikol eitza, at least in America, this is more common than in Eretz Yisrael, but in America, I'm told by my friends, the bug people, that the enechanami, the government, is not so machbid on bugs, because they obviously feel that it's much more hazardous to the health, the DDT. However, a lot of the companies that are machbid, because they're going to have some housewife in Wyoming, and she's gonna, you know, take her lettuce and her cabbage, and she's gonna find it in bugs. She's not gonna buy that brand anymore. So what they do, many of the companies that come from America, is they soak the lettuce and the broccoli and all these things in chlorine, and that loosens the bugs and the thrips. And then they'll check and they'll see the second time after, you know, they washed it, they'll soak it, they'll see if they have bugs still. And if they see that there's bugs, they'll soak it again. If they see that generally there's no bugs, so then they will sell it in the market now. This would be a tremendous savior, because now we just took care of the bug problem. There's no more bugs. The only problem with this is that the companies, of course, are not as makbid as we have to be in halacha. In halacha, if we have one bug, or even half a bug, we'll see in a moment, but if we have one bug, certainly, that's already an iser, and it's probably, we'll see, in most situations, it might even be an iser deraisa. So, therefore, this really wouldn't be such an eitza, unless they were to do a type of cleaning, which would be a halachical cleaning, to get rid of all the bugs that were there. So this would, of course, not suffice. And as they're not concerned with the fact that a housewife is going to find one bug, maybe, in the middle of nowhere, but they are concerned about 50 bugs. We're concerned even about one bug. So therefore, this is still not such an eitza. Now, the major heter, eitza really, which is really what's negei our Gemara, is the heter of bittel. Bittel, we'll see in a minute, the concept of the barrier, is that we know, of course, in halacha that there's a musik called bittel, that if I have a bit of milk, as we all know, it falls into a cholent, a tiny dot of milk, and it's under 60, so of course that's bittel, and the person will be allowed to eat the cholent. Now, we have a Kabbalah, said the Shulchan Aruch, in your day, in two places, Bein Simin Kuf, Bein Simin Pei Dalet, that anytime you have a vegetable, fruit, and there's a bug in there, you can assume clearly that there'll be 60 times the amount of fruit than the bug. Not that clear, we don't have to worry about. The bug is anyways a nice and tam of gam. It doesn't have a good taste, so it could be it suffice the bittel even with less than 60. But alkapanim, certainly always, the bug is always bottle inside the cabbage, inside the vegetable, inside the broccoli. So b'chal, what's the problem? If there's bittel, if there's a concept of bittel, that the food is no longer has any chashivas to it because it's bottle, it's considered not here, and we don't mitziachis to it b'chal. So the b'chal, what's the problem? Why do we have to check for bugs? What's the issue of soaking for bugs? So this already is based on two nekudas. One is straight from our sugya, is the concept of beria, that the Paiskim say, and this is Dindar Abonon, that a beria, once we see a beria as so much of a chashivis, an ant is so important that you get malchus. If you eat a full ant, you get malchus, even though it's not a gazayis, but it has that importance, that chashivis. So say the Paiskim, Zapiak Mar and Chulin, that a beria can never be bottled. And therefore, if a person has a beria, albeit that it's not a gazayis, and agam that it's bottle, agam it's bottle, and you can't see it. It's 60 times, it's 160 times the amount of that bug. But a beria can never be bottle. Something that's a completed bug, a completed ister, can never be bottle. And therefore, the concept of bittul just won't apply over here. So even though a person could say, hey, what do you mean? It's definitely bittul inside the lettuce, and you have to go and try and look for hours to try and find the bug, etc. So it's certainly bittul inside the lettuce and the cabbage. But that really is not going to help us, because a berya can never be bittul. That's one major problem. The other major problem, why we can't say mecham bittul, is we know that there's a concept of efshel evrure, nicker. If something is nicker and something is right in front of your face, so you can't say it's bittul. All you have to do is wash it. All you have to do is look for a second, and you'll see it. Once you look for a second, then you see it. So then how can you say it's bittul? Because it's not here. Don't look, and you'll see it. So the maisa, when it comes to that taina that it's nicker, so that already one could hear that once I look one time and I don't see anything, so then it's bottle. I can't be mechayev to levure. It's very hard to be mevarit. It's a big tircha to go and soak it. So that wouldn't be a problem. But really, the emes, the major problem is our Gemara. That our Gemara says that an ant, or any bug for that matter, which is in its completed form, is considered a berya. And once it's considered a berya, the halachas of bittul do not apply. And even if you have one tiny bug, which is complete in this massive head of cabbage, and this massive head of broccoli, that would already be an itzer. That would be an itzer, and then that would be a major itzer, an itzer of eating a bug, which we see it could be five malchus on. So therefore, that's why a person would have to wash his broccoli and his lettuce, and that's really what most parts come home. And he has to watch it. You have to find out that I can't give the kvalim, because in Eretz Yisrael the gedarim are different than in America, and how you have to check them over here and soak them over here are different than the way you have to do it in America. It depends on the strength and the azus of the bugs. You have to ask your local Orthodox bug checker. But I'll compare them. That's why most places can hold that you first, of course, a person has to wash and check, etc. The shaila, is there any limits chos for somebody who doesn't wash his bugs, washes vegetables, lettuce, etc.? Is there any limits chos? So Bemis is a crazy placey, which in that crazy place he discusses our Gemara, that concept of known as berya brought in Yerodei and Simon Kof, that can never be bottle. And as an addition to the Chaymer and our Gemara, that we see a berya, a completed animal, it's also, even if it doesn't have a kedaisa get malchus, but also that it's not batal. So the crazy says that the whole concept, if you look in Yerodei Simon Kof, the only concept of berya is an animal that was, or a bug, or an itzer, that was usser metchilos briyasai. From its inception, it was usser. For example, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, but let's say you have, if you have a piece of chaylev that was always usser, chazer was always usser, so these things are usser from the tchilos briyah, those things could never be batal if they're a berya, a completed form. Mashenkin, for example, let's say a person has a shor niskel, and a shor niskel, an animal that has to have a penalty of death, so the shor niskel wasn't usser metchilos briyasai. When it was born, it wasn't usher. Such a thing can never be a berya. Says the crazy placey, Amari Tikali Mitzchutz. He says, therefore, maybe all bugs, all nemalis, what Agamar talks about an ant, maybe bugs are not considered berya's bichlal. Why not? He said, look, a bug was never usher, mitchlius briyas, I'll prove it to you. He says, every bug, where did it start out? Possibly al kapanim, it started out on the tree, inside the fruit, and it was never shiritz yet. It was in the fruit, it was the first second while it was in the fruit, it was never shiritz, it never moved. And while it was inside the apple or inside the chveis, the lettuce, the cabbage, and it didn't move bichlal yet, it only becomes usher once it starts making its way toward the top of the cabbage and walking on the cabbage. That's when it becomes a shiritz, a shiritz al arts. But until that point, it was a barrier, it was an amala, it was alive, and it never shiritz, it never moved. So it's not usher mitchilas briyasa, it only became usher once it started to move. Says the crazy placey, that would be a tremendous limitzchus, and that's maybe why it's not called a berya. Once it won't be called a berya, so therefore you would just have to look on the outside of your lettuce and see if there's bugs, and if you can't find any bugs, so then it would be batal, because it's not a berya. The problem with this is that all the achrayim and chavastas and all the achrayim discuss it's a pelagadoyla. The Gemara in Machis says explicitly not like that, and really it's based on our Gemara over here, is that the Gemara calls a nemala a berya. The Gemara Mefurish Bayah says that a nemala is a berya, an ant is a berya. And the Gemara over there was talking about the other isurim that started out in fruit, the trees, etc., and seems to call them berias. And the answer to the crazy placey is simply that the concept of Tchilas Briyasa, something being Aser from Tchilas Briyasa, does not mean it was Aser from the first second. It means it's something that's inherently Aser. For example, a Shor Niskel is not inherently Aser. It's not an Iser that stems from itself. It's an Iser that came upon the animal. Mashenkin in a bug, which is of course inherently Aser. It just hasn't become Aser yet because it's waiting to be Shiretz. That of course won't be a Kula and will still be considered a Beria and would not be Batel. Now, Lemaisa, there is a little bit what one can say over here is that the whole concept of beria is only the Rabbanan, meaning in our Gemara, of course, it's deraisa. Getting malchus, if you eat a beria, is deraisa. But the concept that it's not batel is a chumra deraisa. And really, even midrabbanan, even midraisa al kapanim, midraisa al kapanim, a beria, a completed ant inside or a thrip inside a lettuce, really should be batel if you can't see it. And the chumra of the Rabbanan was a beria is not batel. So that knocks down the shayla we're discussing to a derabanan. And on the derabanan, it is a bit of a suffix. We don't know at what point this bug was formed. Maybe it was formed once the cabbage was already cut down. And it's also a suffix on the derabanan. It's a suffix of maybe it's already also a bottle. Maybe we can't see it. Maybe it's not there, b'chal. Together with the fact that if a person were to talk about something like cabbage or, excuse me, something like broccoli or spinach, there's another cheshbon is that maybe once he cooks it, so then parts of the ant, they get broken off while he's cooking it, and it would no longer be considered a beria. And that's ulai efshir, limitz chos on those that don't check and don't wash the cabbage and lettuce. But I would definitely say that davar pashit, that the halacha person would certainly should have to check these things and certainly have to wash them. How exactly to wash and how exactly to check, as we said, a person would have to ask his local Orthodox bug checker.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.